We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
State legislative proposal to take over Memphis Shelby County schools drew immediate opposition from some local leaders on Monday, the day before Tennessee lawmakers were set to debate the legislation for the first time. Laura Testino says the proposal would strip elected school board members of their powers.
Governance of the school system would instead be in the hands of 9 Shelby Countyans appointed by Tennessee's governor and speakers of the Senate and House of Representatives. While the bill's levers target MSCS, they could make other Tennessee school districts subject to state takeover measures initiated by the Tennessee Education Commissioner. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
The Shelby County Board of Commissioners has voted down a one-month moratorium on grants commissioners can make from a fund of $2.6 million. Those grants are at the heart of the federal bribery and tax evasion case against Commissioner Edmund Ford Jr. The 5-6 vote on the proposal by Commission Chair Michael Whaley was one in a series of votes that included 2 ballot questions for the 2026 ballot countywide and a proposed change in the structure of the County Ethics Commission. The decision on the moratorium doesn't end the commission's discussion about how it awards the grants from allotments of $200,000 per commissioner. For Bill Dries, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
is Charlotte from Knott's. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Yeah, hey! My baby makes me proud. Oh, don't she make me proud? Yes, she does. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Oh, no, she don't. She knows that people like to talk. Talk, but that's all right. You see, when they turn off the lights, I bet you she'll be leaving with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when we get behind closed doors,
oh, y'all know I'm enjoying this jazz right now. Behind closed doors. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here. Let's have a talk with Talisa. Y'all ready to have a talk? I'm ready to talk, y'all. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I feel it all in my soul that I'm going to do a lot of talking on today, okay? Talking on today, okay? Y'all, listen, I am so grateful to be here in the studios of WYXR. Raised by the sound. And truly, y'all, we raised by the sound. What is the sound, y'all? Y'all know, ain't nothing like this Memphis sound, boo. You know what we do. We love Memphis. And I love you. I really do. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. If you're not following me on all social media outlets, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, boo? I need y'all to follow me and let's stay connected and doing all things kingdom. We're just gonna have a great time. Listen, I got my two wonderful guests in here. So y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, it's gonna be one of these fluid shows. Y'all know when I tell you I have a fluid show, it's fluid today, right? Because when I have two of my good girlfriends in the studio with me, so we ain't no telling what we may talk about. We're gonna be, you know, we all come back. You got to know me to understand me, right? And so I'm gonna let y'all hear the rest of this good old little Milton song, Behind Closed Doors. And then behind the mics of WYXR, you're going to have three wonderful ladies that's ready to do our good talking. All right, y'all? Keep it locked right here to WYXR.
Behind closed doors, and then she lets her hand down. You know she makes me glad. Oh, she makes me glad, but I'm a man, yeah. I tell you,
y'all know there's no sound like the blues sound. The blues makes you feel good, right? It makes you feel good even. Let's hear this.
Management for individual investors, businesses, nonprofits, and foundations. More information at dwassetmgmt.com.
Want to make thank you, Duncan Williams, for always supporting WYXR, Raised by the Sound. Well, I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here. Let's have a talk with Talisa. And I'm telling y'all, the talk with Talisa is going to be an amazing, but I have two amazing women in the studio with me that I totally respect the call, the anointing that is on their lives. They're doing literally life-changing things in the community. You know, I'm always that girl that's saying, how do we build value and build better capacity amongst women, especially women of color? And I can literally say these two women from day one, when I met them, there was a you know, a unique connection of truly love. It was nothing else but just love, right? And so ask yourself, the last time you met somebody, did you feel the true connection of love? Did you feel like you were connected in some way or another? Or did you just love people because you love people, right? Because some people will like you only because of what's going on, but there's many people that just want to love people genuinely. And so today I have the pleasure of having Miss Brooks and Miss Moore in with me today, and I'm gonna let y'all talk. Let me tell y'all, both of these young ladies, they stand tall in their own lane, but they also turn super tall in serving this community. So I'm gonna let them kind of tell people who are they, and then I'll, I'll ad lib and do my thing when I get ready, right? Yeah, I can do that. Okay, who wanna talk first? Miss Brooks, come on, girl. A, B, C, D.
Okay, we are going alphabetical order.
Yeah, girl.
All right. My name is Teresa Brooks. I've been in Memphis all my life, born and raised from the Fraser, from North Memphis to the Fraser area. So I'm a CEO of Air Child Smile in Memphis Dammit Management, which is an event center. So we do events. It's not a center, so I basically coordinate event coordinator. And being a CEO of Every Child Should Smile, it helps inner city kids through a hospitality program. Yeah. So that's near and dear to my heart. Yeah. And I also partner with Memphis Pass on events as well.
I love it. Y'all, she's a boss chick too, y'all. She got that C-E-N-O. All right. All right, Miss Juliet, come tell people who are you.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Talisa Franklin. I want to say, first and foremost, it is a joy and a privilege to be on the show with you today. So I'm thrilled with seeing your beautiful face, as well as my good friend, Teresa Brooks. And Every Child Should Smile. I love that. My name is Juliet Middleton Moore. I've been in Memphis now for 30 years. Can you believe it or not? 30 right. plus okay. years. So yes. I'm now a Memphian.
You all the way.
You are a Memphian. You're a Memphian.
You in the city, but you a bluff girl. We ain't bluffing.
Indeed. By way of Mississippi. So we're right next door. I consider us cousins.
Yeah.
Being a Mississippian. But I love Memphis. I am a professional realtor with CryLike. I've been in the real estate business for 30 plus years. An entrepreneur is what I love doing. I love serving our community in that capacity. I just enjoy giving people keys to their new home at the end of the day, a place where they can start their new life. So my slogan is providing my clients with the answers that they need with integrity and grace. It's not only how I do my business, but it's how I live my life as well.
And y'all, she didn't tell y'all, but she one of them girls with pictures on the wall, y'all. She doing a dang old thing, y'all. She ain't just no regular realtor, y'all. She that million dollar, I said it, she that million dollar girl. Her pictures on the wall, they know their names.
The Lord has been good.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is. Yes. And I love the humbleness, y'all. I just love it. I love, God can bless you when you stay humble. You know, one thing I asked the Lord, even in a crazy season of my life, I said, Lord, no matter what you do with me, keep me humble. Let me be the same to Lisa. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when God blesses and elevates us, sometimes people forget that level, right? Mm-hmm. And my grandmother would tell me all the time, it took a long time to get up that ladder, but it takes no time to fall down that ladder, right? And so what I'm saying to you all there, listen, wherever the Lord has you in, whether you're in that season of building or you're already on top of that ladder, stay true to yourself, true to your higher power, and just be good to each other, right? Absolutely. If you learn to be good to each other, you can see the benefits of life. And then every child should smile, right?
Right.
Because I'm going to laugh even at the devil when he messes with me, right?
Right. In his face.
Right. Because people like, do you have a bad day? I said, oh, I do. I just smile through it. But I smile because right. ain't nobody going to get the joy of saying, she hurting because of me. No, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm smiling because the Lord has breathed breath in my body and it's going to be all right. Indeed. Breathe, baby. And so I got you all ladies here. So I want to really talk about, I'm loving this Women in Wonderland, right? Before we get to Women in Wonderland, there's a lot of women that are doing absolutely incredible things in our city, right? And a lot of times people just don't know about it because a lot of times people like to work in their silos. And then you have other women, I hate to say it like this, but they be threatened or they're jealous of other women and they're afraid to let them in the room, right? Sometimes you can have the platform and you can have the room, but I want you guys to kind of help me before we dive in here. What is your take on making sure other women get in the same rooms, in the same space, at the same tables that you are, so that we can make sure opportunities are for everybody? Anyone want to just jump in and tell me? Because I think we need to help women and usher, because some women don't know they're blocking other women from getting that room. There's a lot of women that don't understand that they're worried about what that one next woman may do to take their space. But I tell people all the time, I don't compete with no woman. I complete them, right? Because if I can't complete what you need, then what am I doing as a woman, right? Absolutely. You may have your gift. I may have my gift. You may have your gifts. But if we put all our gifts together, we got a big old gift, right? So kind of talk about in that space, how do we build capacity amongst women and not feel that we're threatened by women?
I think it comes from self-growth. So you gotta realize who you are and those insecurities. And once you do like a personal, but I have never been the type of woman or individual or however anybody might want to say it has been afraid of any other person's success, because I feel like if you're achieving, then I'm achieving. That's a true leader.
So I
have always tried to surround myself with other leaders, because you can always learn something from somebody. But actually being okay, so I have this friend. She has TRAP. So TRAP is a reentry program. And she got fired from her job, or they eliminated the position that she was in, and she was a recruiter. So she has always just lived in her truth. So many of us veer off from our path and not do just what we're good at, but seeing what somebody else good at. So Juliet is good at selling houses, right? I know my truth. I'm not a seller. I probably could sell, but I don't think that's not who I am. So she's walking in who she is. So it's like, okay, so she can do what I can do. No.
Right.
And just realizing that I can't be who she is, but I can collab with her. And we can grow together, just completing that puzzle. So back to my friend. So she started her nonprofit. So we both have nonprofits. So people think because you got a nonprofit, I gotta compete with you or get this. Well, she is doing awesome.
Wow.
And great. And congratulations, Portia Moore of TRAP. She is doing awesome. She has great funding. And I don't look at that as a competition. I look at that as, that's my friend. I helped her with, because I am her vice president, with the things that I can help her with and be there and support, instead of looking at, hey, she got all this funding and I'm still, you know. But it's not like that. It's actually we being genuine happy for each other. And as women, especially women in Memphis, we can't have that crab in a bucket mentality.
Absolutely. And happy Women's Month to all the women out here doing their thing, right?
Because
we are doing a thing. And I like that you said that, because when you think about, so last night I was at a church, and they called me up to do, and I ain't had devotion in God knows when, let me be very clear, right? Devotion. And I'm like, you know I don't do no good singing. You know, I talk. So I call Liz. And y'all know, y'all, we play Liz King's music right here on WYXR. So Liz, I said, come on up, Liz. You do the singing and I'll do the praying. And afterwards, we tried to laugh at it, but I knew my lane, right? Yeah. And so it don't take nothing away from me to bring somebody else that does it better, right? And so we just got to, I think,
And the way that we need to move is knowing that and being secure with that and seeing how can we help someone else. And I like the fact when you said about TRAP, and you said one key thing. She may get a lot of funding, but you're not jealous. Mm-hmm. You're not envious to saying, well, why you can't help me get that, get the funding you get. Well, it's her season, right?
Right.
And but what you got to understand, because God put her in those rooms, then there may be opportunities for her to say, you know, my other girl, she got something to deal with these children, and we got children that's affected by incarceration and all the things. How can we lean some funding over here, right? And so that's what I mean, making sure we brought other women to that room, right? And then you think about Juliet, selling property ain't what I know to do, right? I tell you, I can sell, but property ain't one of them, right?
Right.
So I, you know, I can tell you, because I bought some bad deals and some good deals, okay? That ain't my lane. So I'm learning to stay in my lane, because when you get out your lane, it sometimes costs you more money than it was worth, right?
Absolutely.
And so, Julia, kind of talk on that level, because in your field, you have a gajillion women that's in the real estate business.
Right.
And how do you still make sure that those women are valued and heard? Because you may have some women saying, oh, Juliet ain't gonna help me, and they don't even know you.
Yes.
Let me be very clear. Because if they knew you, you would help them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you do, right?
Absolutely.
But you may hear something, well, you know, her, she's doing this and her husband doing that. No. You got to get to know me. And so I'm telling you, women, stop listening what another woman say derogatory about another sister before you get an opportunity to interact. Because you may be able to tell one young lady that something can change their life in real estate. So kind of talk about what you do to build capacity with women.
Absolutely. I want to say, first of all, I believe that our gifts will make room for us. Mm-hmm. And that's what scripture teaches us, right? Our gifts will make room for us. So there's no need to be jealous of another individual. My affirmation that I say to myself on a daily basis is, I don't have to be envious of anyone. I don't have to chase anything. I don't have to chase anyone, because I attract. The Lord leads and guides me in those places, in those spaces that I need to be in. And the way that I see it is, when one of us go up, we all go up. When one of us glow up, we all glow up. When one of us grow up, we all grow up. And so we have individuals looking at us. I have individuals looking at me. Little girls, co-workers in my office. One of the agents came to me the other day and she said, Juliet, everywhere I look, I see you. You're everywhere on social media, and all I see is Lady Juliet. How do you do it? And my thing is, when I wake up in the morning, when my feet hit the floor, is what can I do to be my very best self that I can be today?
Mm-hmm.
Not who somebody else is, or my goal is to be my best self on this day. And so in me being myself, I want to give my best self to others.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody comes to me wanting to purchase a home or wanting to sell their home or even wanting to grow their business, my goal is, how can I bless and help them today? Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at how can I benefit. My goal is, how can I benefit that individual? As a matter of fact, a good example, another friend called me on yesterday, and she had purchased a property and she felt like she was not represented well. And so, you know, of course I did not, you don't talk bad about the other person.
Yeah.
You never do that. But my goal at that point was to help to instruct and direct her how she can best fit whatever her challenge was on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked through it. She know what she needs to do in order to make those things work. And so my goal is just to be my best self.
Yeah.
That I can be today, and to give that best self to Memphis, give that best self to the world.
And that's strong, because if you didn't have that in your heart, you could have said, well, you should have called me. You knew I was in the business. Why call me after the fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in some areas, and many people know that they don't really can never pinpoint what I do, because some days I don't know what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be very clear. You know, God has blessed me with multiple talents, and I'm very grateful for those.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have those situations when you were like, you knew I did this, but you didn't call me, but let me fix it anyway,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Because that's our heart.
Absolutely.
And then you see, so, you know, and I think about how could I have been a better Talisa younger than I am now at 50 years young, right? And so I always tell myself that I ask myself this, I'm gonna ask y'all the same question. What will the big Lisa tell the little Lisa that changed her life, right? And for me, the big Lisa would have told the little Lisa that you're good enough, right?
Yeah.
That you're good enough.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like for me, coming from where I came from, and if you ever knew my story, it was a crazy story, right? But I thank God for the journey, right? But there was times in my life I questioned little Lisa, right? Because you see everybody else is progressing and everybody else is moving. Everybody else had a mama. Everybody has a daddy. And you like, okay, God, you didn't love me no more to make sure I had this, that, and that. But I thank God for the journey that he gave me because it's made me who I am today. When many people see that, you know, that I love people genuinely, right? I want to see people win authentically. I just want to see people go, grow, and glow to that next level, right? I celebrate. I know when one of my dear babies got a judgeship, and she called me. She said, "You're happy for me." I said, "Girl." Because when she was there, I'm sitting there missing on my eyeliner because I'm just crying, right? Because I knew her prayers. I knew her struggles. But she didn't just get it because she got it. She got it because she deserved it, right?
Yeah.
She worked her butt off to get to this place. And a lot of times we as women, we don't know what that person had to go through to get to that place, right? Because sometimes when I share my story, I don't, they be like, huh? I said, yeah, baby, that was me all day long, right? Because nobody knew I had to go through that, but it made me who I am today. And so my little self will say, you're good enough. So kind of just share what will the Juliet now say to the young little Juliet?
You know, that's a really good question, Dr. Talisa Friend. That's an amazing question, as a matter of fact. And it was a question that I was asking myself on yesterday, not the fact that I was asking myself that because, you know, something just struck me.
Yeah.
But I am a major proponent of self-development, self-healing, self-guidedness. And even though I'm speaking of self-guidedness, self-healing, it's all based on my intuition and direction that I received from my father, from my daddy, who is the Lord himself, you know? And so one of the questions that he propelled me to ask myself on yesterday is, what message would I leave to myself? Would I have left to myself 25 years ago, being, you know, 50 plus? And it would be, slow down, Juliet. Everything is going to be okay. You don't have to worry. You don't have to doubt. Because me, honestly, I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm such a perfectionist. I have self-diagnosed myself with OCD. You know what I'm saying? I want to do everything right, Doresa.
Yes.
I want to do everything perfect.
OCD
ain't
for me.
I want to do it right the first time. But, you know, even though, you know, so yes, OCD is kind of what is described, but honestly, the Lord showed, Juliet, that is who you are. That is who I made you to be. That is okay. I can remember as a little girl in first grade just being a perfectionist. I mean, that's just who I am. I want to get it all right.
Yeah. You got mad when you got a B.
Well,
some of us was happy to get a B.
I know, right? right, yes, no.
Right.
No, yes. I am disappointed to get a B. As a matter of fact, I'm disappointed to get an A. I want an A plus.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know.
Okay.
I mean, that's me. That's who I am. And I'm fine with that at 55 plus. Not everybody is okay with that. But that's okay. That's okay, Juliet. So the other thing that I would tell myself is stop second guessing yourself. Stop self-doubting. Because self-doubt and fear is a lie. And it's a lie that we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to doubt what's going on in this day and age or in this present moment. And we look back and say, how could I have done this differently? Or why did this happen to me? Or why did I do... All things work together for the good of the Lord who are called according to his purpose, and nothing happens without his permission anyway.
Yes.
And so any road that I've traveled, good, bad, or indifferent, the Lord granted permission for it to happen.
My God.
So this place that I am right here, right now, is where I'm supposed to be. And that's okay.
I love it.
That's okay.
I love it.
That's okay.
I love it.
And so you're really good at telling us to breathe, Dr. Teresa Franklin. And so for myself, sometimes I forget to breathe. I actually have to put a note up on my wall. Breathe, yes, breathe, something as simple as breathing. But the reality of it is many of us forget to breathe or don't know how to breathe or are breathing improperly. And to breathe is to inspire. You know, the Lord breathed life into us. You know, that's where we get our intuition. That's where we get our guidance. So anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going on and on, but these are the things that I would tell myself at 22, at 20, at 16, you know, because we look back and being teenage women, especially African-American women, and, you know, we can consider, we can think that we've made mistakes or had bumps in the road or, you know, shouldn't have gone this right way or traveled that road. As a matter of fact, so Alice in Wonderland is our theme for Women in Wonderland. And Dorisa doesn't know this, but one of my favorite quotes in Alice in Wonderland is from the Cheshire Cat.
Okay.
And that's when he says, you know, Alice is confused and she's asking which path she should take and which direction and which guidance, which are questions that we all ask ourselves all every day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter of race, creed, or religion, but which path shall I travel today? Mm-hmm. And the Cheshire Cat tells Alice, well, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Come on.
All right.
We got to have a roadmap.
Yeah.
Guidance is important. And the way that I see it, especially with the younger people today, younger men, younger women, especially African Americans, they're slightly confused.
Very much so. You know, because they don't know who they are. And this little thing called social media, you know, social media are telling people who they are, how they're supposed to look. I'm seeing people doing things with their body. They know they don't want to do that, but they're so not loving themselves because they're not sure in themselves, and they thinking this makes you bitter. And then I look at people's real. If anybody follow me on social media, I'm very real in my life, right? Yeah. Good, bad, ugly. I'm just that girl, right?
Yeah.
Because I tell people some of the reels that you see, people ain't real. Those R-E-E-L ain't real. And you see people, especially some of the influencers, right? They're broken in a joke, right? They go rent a car, they go rent an Airbnb and take this house. No, baby, this is real life, right? And so, but a lot of times our women are unsure because of social media. So I look back, like you say, that 21, 22 self, now they're more impressed by what other people think, right? And how the people feel. And now social media has messed them up. Then when you said about Alice in Wonderland, I remember this, and I tell you, be careful how you treat people, even younger. I remember I finally had the balls, right, to speak out, and somebody asked something. We looked at Alice in Wonderland, and I remember I said, surely I could, right? And everybody in the classroom laughed at me, and they teased me, right, because I was bullied. And I was like, I don't care. Now, that's why I'm bold who I am, right? But I still remember the Alice in Wonderland, how that story push me to make me be bold that day, right? As a little young girl that says, surely I, you know, surely I. So I gotta, surely I can. And not only can I do it, I'm gonna have everybody around me and make them feel good at being their authentic self. Whether you wanna wear black hair, brown hair, red hair, or green hair, I'ma love your hair. Whether you got one teeth, 10 teeth, your teeth, or both teeth, I'ma love you. Wherever good you are, I'm gonna love who you are because I found out the outer appearance don't really matter. It's what's in your heart.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we just got to make sure as women that we're doing things that's authentic to our heart. And y'all that's listening, Dee finna give us hers. But I need y'all to hear, because especially women, you sometimes look at people and you think they got it going on, but you don't know they have some of the same challenges you have, right? Mm-hmm. They're just working harder to overcome them. And don't think that you're different and something is wrong with you because you're having those challenges. No, it's what's right with you, right? I tell people from the ACEs, I'm a 10, right? Adverse childhood experience, I'm a 10. I'm the top of the number, right? I'm not supposed to be where I am, but life and choices, right? And so I try to tell people my truth because I don't ever want nobody to think that this is a lie. Because this thing called my life is real. Yeah. I love real. Yeah. I'm for real about who I love. I'm for real how I love. And I protect the ones who I love. Kind of share what you would tell your young self.
I don't know. Y'all kind of hard to follow.
I want to hear all about it.
Well, I would tell my younger self, because I was always a child
that was outgoing, and I was outspoken, and I knew what I wanted to do. Like, I knew what school I wanted to go to. I wanted to graduate from Northside. I wanted to run track. I knew those things. Like, I knew what I wanted to do. So it was kind of hard, like, when people put you in a box and they say, oh, girl, you can't do that. You know, or they maybe your light shining too bright. You know, this not real. What you got going on? So I got quiet. So I got really, really quiet. And I just started moving in silence at a very young age. I didn't graduate from high school, but I'm cum laude.
Come on! Yes! Yes! Hold on! Say it again!
Yes! I did not
graduate from high school. Give it to us again!
But I'm cum laude.
Yes!
And she know who's...
I hear you.
So, it's that when they when you get tore down when you're young, it's kind of hard to build yourself back up. So now when I step into a job, and I was just told recently, you just, the way you walk,
what?
It just do something to people. Maybe you need to walk a little different. I was like, I need to walk a little different. Do you know how long it took me to get here to live into who I am? Indeed. Your light shining too bright. You just need to dim yourself just enough.
Wow.
Here go my notice.
Yes.
Wow.
I ain't have no other job. I didn't have anything to fall back on. But here you go. Because it took me a long time to live in who I am today for you to take me back to that child when somebody told me I couldn't.
Them trigger mamas, baby.
Yeah, that was the trigger. Because this ain't where I supposed, this not where I belong.
Right,
indeed.
Even though the vice president was very upset with me because he had a plan. So God makes those plans because I know that was a temporary position. To get me somewhere else, I still couldn't do it because those women I had to leave. See, that's too much work.
You can't fix broken.
They gotta want to be able to. And those particular people or individual would make my life a living. Hey, in the position as leader, who do I think I am?
Yeah,
everything.
That is.
Yeah.
I am it. She.
Everything
I'm Sweet from the Hood. I'm Talisa. I'm Dr. Talisa. I'm that girl. I am.
Yes, indeed.
And is.
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes, indeed.
If I could tell my younger self, just overlook what people say.
See all the men cheering.
That's my cousin.
We got the men cheering. They know what's up. They know what's up. Okay, y'all know we fluid in the studio.
Yeah. I see.
That's my cousin.
Yeah,
David.
Wow. Yeah. He hear you out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everybody here is in the conference right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I would tell myself, don't dim your light.
Yeah.
Keep shining.
I agree.
Keep with your dreams. Keep going.
Yeah.
Even when people tell you not to.
That part.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't meant for them. It's meant for you.
Yeah.
So that's what I tell my younger self.
Say, I'm telling y'all, this conversation, we're going to extend this car. I just heard something else in my head, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, so if you any ladies is on here, y'all want to jump in another conversation, because we're going to have a part two to this. So DM me, because I'm going to tell y'all when we're going to be together at my place. Because we're going to have some talks on this with some tea, y'all. Because this the real tea, positive tea, okay? But when you think about Alex in Wonderland, there was, like you said, Juliet, like all of us women, we have a story, right? And our story deserves to be told, and our stories deserve to be celebrated. Because we are women. And when we learn to love women and celebrate women, and just to see those young men cheering us as women, all right? And sometimes, as a real woman, and I ain't telling this fake stuff, right? A real woman literally feels really great when another man can celebrate your accomplishment, because you guys know there are sometimes they don't want to see us in those positions, right? Absolutely. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm just that crazy girl, okay? If I go in a room and I know they got a problem with women in leadership, oh, I'm finna show them lead. Oh, I'm gonna show them lead, baby. Y'all think my personality is. Oh, baby, I'm a lead now. Because I'm going to let you know, baby. Mm-hmm. And then when I get through, and I'm still out educate you. Because, yeah. See, they try to dumb mm-hmm. us down.
Yeah. Yes.
Baby, I tell people, I may be T from the hood, mm-hmm. but I know how to give from T from the hood to the boardroom.
Yeah. Right.
In the same room. Absolutely. Right? And so we as women got to make sure that we're uplifting us. Mm-hmm. Even if the men never cheer us.
Right.
Should nobody cheer for us no louder than us.
Right.
If you are on the sidelines of doing something, I'd be like, girl, get this mm-hmm. thing. Absolutely. Get this. And yes. Like when you called me yesterday, I was like, I'm in the middle of this, but let me get this. Duh, duh, duh. Because if I'm in those rooms, why would I want to pick up the phone or do what I can to help you? Right. Or help? It don't take nothing away from me. It really makes me better, right?
Right.
And so when you're thinking about your event, and let's dump to this event, y'all, because y'all might have a little girl chatter first before we do all this other stuff. the purpose of the Women in Wonderland, kind of talk about that. What is the real purpose of that event?
The real purpose is to give back. It was created, Craig Lutters, he's the CEO and executive director of Memphis Pass. So he decided to create an event for women, because most of the women on his staff and has helped him through life mm-hmm. has been women. So he wanted to give women an opportunity to shine, to get recognition for all the things that they do.
Mm.
I love that.
And that, you know, and shout out to Craig Littles, y'all. An amazing man. He's in the Bay, y'all. He's a Bay man. He's
yes.
a Bay man.
So, yes.
You know, when
yes.
you're from the Bay, I just love you from the Bay, right? But I love how he's intentional about making sure he see women to be valuable and to be heard, right? And so shout out to him for doing that. And I'm grateful that you're leading this charge with this Women in Wonderland. So can you share with us some of the key activities and experiences that attendees can expect at this year's event?
I'm gonna let you take charge.
Juliet. Go ahead. By great men.
Yes, indeed. So I'll share a little bit, and then I'll let my friend Dorisa chime in as well, being our committee coordinator, and she's doing such a phenomenal yes. job with chairing this year's event. And I love the fact that Craig Littles is just creating this platform to applaud amazing women here in Memphis who have not only overcome, but have decided to take their mantle and run with it, and to stand in front of all of us to mm-hmm. be that bright, shining example of what we as women can become. We're going to have such an amazing and thrilling event. We're going to have a soprano
yes.
There who is going to sing and present to us.
Yes.
We're going to have a violinist as well. You want to share a little bit, Dorisa, about?
Yes, and we're going to have a keynote speaker. Her name is Dr. Felicia White. She's out of Atlanta, and she's my mentor. We're going to have a tea. This is an evening tea. So we are going to have exotic teas from the Enchanted Tea Lounge,
ooh.
Which is not too far from here.
Right there, walking distance.
Yes,
from
yeah. yes. Miss Barbara Wall, she yes. is phenomenal.
She's
a very sweet lady. And it is good for us that she's collabing
yes.
with us. And actually sharing some of her exotic teas with us.
Yes.
So we're going to have some in this bourbon tea. I can't wait
y'all,
to try it.
Y'all, lit up this bourbon
it's
tea.
It's bourbon. I have been trying to get on this old fashioned.
Okay.
And I'm almost there, but I haven't actually conquered to drink a whole glass.
Okay.
And if anybody had an old fashioned, they'll understand it's going to put her on your chest. So when she said bourbon tea, I was like, okay. I can't wait to try it.
Love it.
We're going to have vendors there also as well. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do this. I'm doing a cocktail bar, and it's going to have dry ice with the smoke around it. Yes.
We're getting all the smoke.
Yes. And also, we're going to be recognizing women in our community by giving them SHIELD awards.
Yeah.
So, we are actually getting those validated now.
Yes.
So I can't tell you everybody.
Yes.
But it's going to be fun. And
I'll tell y'all in a minute, y'all.
We have to get these ladies to confirm. Yeah. But actually just giving them recognition. And he's giving us the opportunity to recognize women. So we get to pick these. Hmm. We get to vote on them. It's a committee for it.
Yes.
And we vote as a committee on these ladies to get recognized in our community for all the hard work that they have. Now, two of them I can say, because they are doing phenomenal things. They work in PWIs. Mm-hmm. So, and they actually look out for the minority students that's there. So Dr. Rosen Bingham and Dean Linda G. Hall.
Yes.
So when these students don't have the funds to get for their classes, or they fall short or need a job, these ladies are there.
Mm.
They have created, Dr. Bingham, she has created a scholarship. And for even if they can't pay the utilities or those resources, these things are not talked about.
Yeah.
In our community as wildly as they should, but she's very known, so we just want to give them their flowers while
they
can
hear. It yes. makes so who is the target audience, or any special, you told me about the speakers, the special performances, but how can the women in this community say, I want to be in the room to celebrate other women? How can women get involved to support?
They can get, we have sponsorships open, and it is on Eventbrite.
Okay.
It's MIPALSTparty.org. So they can just get that link, and we can put it in your bio too. And they can click on, and they can get the sponsorship. The sponsorships are up under the ticket tab, and they can just scroll down and just purchase a sponsorship.
Let me tell you, ladies, whether your schedule allows you or don't, I challenge you to buy a ticket and make sure that we not only let our voice be heard, but our money be felt. Because I don't know about you all, I do events all the time. And sometimes it's a challenge financially, right? And so anytime that we can support events, if all of us take our little, we'll have much, right? Yes. And so it is imperative that we do this. Where is this event located?
It's going to be at the Children's Museum, and our own Juliet Milton Moore will be the mistress of ceremony.
And she's fabulous. Y'all already see it, right? Fabulous.
Along with Joy Redmond, she yes. also is going to be the host. So,
yes
we're yeah. going to have a fun-filled night. And I know they're going to keep us on our toes.
Yes.
So, I'm super excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah. What's the attack? Because you know, anybody know me, that's at least you'll wear glitter in a day. I am. Because I don't care what it is. If I want to wear glitter, I'm wearing glitter.
But you can wear your glitter.
I was going to wear it anyway.
Okay.
What's the attire?
Get your hats ready, your fascinators ready, lady.
Honey, yes.
And put on your best dress.
Uh-huh.
And come out and have a night. It's on a Sunday night.
Ooh.
It's the weekend before Mother's Day. So do a girls' night. It's
yes.
Sunday. Let the men. No, I don't even know if it's football season. I'm not a sports person.
Well, girl.
Let them go and watch TV, go out. Hey, get your girlfriends. Come out, get tickets, and come celebrate with us.
I love it. And so Juliet and Joy, y'all know I love me some Joy, WMC5. Joy is amazing, amazing, amazing. So Juliet, tell us about what you're going to bring, baby. What you going to bring? What are you going to bring? What are you going to bring? What are you going to bring?
Yes, indeed. So I'm going to bring the fun. The fun, the joy, the laughter, the excitement, the celebration of women, all women, women of all ages. So it's going to be a Mother's Day weekend, fellas. get your women, get the women in your life, get them their tickets so they can come and be amongst other women who's going to celebrate them. And when we celebrate other women, we can celebrate ourselves in the process. So it's going to be a moment where they'll leave being one version of themselves and come back home being the absolute best version of themselves, so they can have a platform where they can strive to continually be their best. There's no end to us being our best, right? There's no end. So I will be bringing the joy, the fun, the excitement, the thrill, the zeal, all of that. So you want to come. You want to come and join us in this process of celebrating these momentous women.
I love it. And I just love the fact that this event is right before Mother's Day. It's no excuse. Fellas, if you're looking for the perfect gift to give to your mom and your wife or your wife and your daughter, give them that time, right? Because you're going to be around other like-minded women.
Yes.
That's going to pour into you. And you guys know that sometimes when you go into a place and maybe you don't know anybody, you'd be like, well, am I going to have a good time? Of course you're going to have a good time, right? Because I believe the leader of it sets the tone, right?
Absolutely.
And so with you chairing, you're going to set the tone to everybody that walk in, right? Because they always mess with me. Anybody know, y'all really know I'm bipolar, right? I really am. I'm bipolar, ADHD, ZLG, all the alphabet. I be all over the place. But what I know that when the leader sets the tone, you're going to make people feel welcome.
Absolutely.
Like if I'm having an event, I don't care if they honor me or whatever. Babe, I'm at the door. I'm hugging and kissing and kissing and hugging.
Yes.
And kissing. Because what I realize, and I guess this is a church girl in me, that we don't know what women had to do to get to that place, right?
Right.
And so coming on a Sunday night, there are some women that have went to church, maybe had an amazing experience, and then maybe did not have an amazing experience. Somebody could have said something and shifted their spirit. But if they come into that place, ladies, that night will be a safe place.
Yes.
For your heart and your soul and your mind. Because it's imperative that we need to have safe spaces.
Yes.
You know, so how much are the tickets? How much are the tickets again?
The tickets are $65.
Oh, that's not bad. Now, let me tell y'all, there's cheap.
Only $65.
Because I spend more than that when I go get my chicken at night, right? My chicken, $42. My potato, $14. And my tea, $5. I know my meal.
Okay.
I know my meal. I know my server. He know what I want when I walk in. So listen, y'all. Y'all gonna have something better than just one piece of chicken. Y'all have something better.
Yes.
Come on, let's talk about this meal, girl. Let's talk about this.
We feeding you.
See, I get one tea with
yes.
my meal.
We gonna feed you. You're okay. gonna be able to drink. You're gonna, if you like cocktails, if you don't like cocktails, we got your tea for you. Even if you want your tea cold or hot,
yes.
we got it. So we're going to meet your needs. So we're going to have scones, tea sandwiches, cucumber sandwiches. We're going to have this salmon spread, and I can't wait to taste it.
Oh, yes, God.
So, it's going to be nice.
I love
gonna
it.
Eat. So
let me tell y'all, make sure I'll drop the link or one of us will drop the link in this live right here. But also I'll drop it on my page so we can make sure we support this event. Let's not wait till the last minute. Let's sell this event out. You all know when you're putting on an event, we need to make sure we get it done early rather than late so we can continue to bring these stellar class events. But before we leave, I want to give a moment to for you all personally to again tell people how they can stay connected to you, how they can support your nonprofit, and all the things that you're doing in these worlds.
Okay, you can go on my Facebook page, it's Doresa Guest, and also my Instagram is Real Deal Risa. And also my Wex for the nonprofit, which I can get you the link to put in there. So, and it's this everychildshallsmile.com.
So, do you have any volunteers? Or maybe somebody saying, you know, Talisa, I don't have a lot of money, but I have some time. Do you need volunteers?
Yes. For the event, yes. We need hostess for the event. Somebody to work the tables, check our guests in. Yeah, of course. It's always something to do.
Come on, ladies. See, I'm telling y'all, Don't let money stop you from serving, because sometimes we need some boots on the ground, you know, boots on the clap at. We need some boots on the ground. So come on over here and support this great event.
Yeah, and even if they are volunteering, we still have a volunteer table set up in the event for our volunteers so they can enjoy it as well.
Yeah. See, when you're a volunteer, you know how to take care of the volunteers, because my girl loves to volunteer. All right? She's a volunteer. And so let's talk now, in wrapping up, Juliet Moore, I know you're going to be the hostess, but I want you to share with people how they can stay connected, give some tips about buying or selling a home, and they need to reach out to you because you got that thing. And I'm not telling y'all just for that. She literally sold my house, me a house. We did something. I made sure I support my folk, right? So anybody know, I'm gonna spread the love to everybody. So kind of tell people.
Indeed. So you can find me on, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, so you can find me on Facebook at Juliet Middleton Moore, Juliet Middleton Moore on Facebook. You can find me on TikTok at Lady Juliet. You can find me on Instagram, I believe I'm More Deals For You there. You can also email me at juliet@moredealsforyou.com. That's Juliet at More, M-O-O-R-E, deals@dealsforyou.com. And you can also call or text me at 901-277-0476. Again, that number is 901-277-0476. And I will provide you the answers that you need with an excellent reputation, with integrity and grace. It's my goal to assist you in finding your home easily, efficiently, seamlessly, and successfully. I am your home girl, and I am definitely there for you. So as we're talking about that, listen, I also want to tell y'all a little bit.
Look at my girl.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen, I want to tell y'all a little bit about our vocalist who is going to be.
Oh, yes.
Yes, who's going to be at the event.
Okay.
So if you're not familiar with Tanisha L. Ward, Tanisha Ward, baby, she is amazing.
She is.
She's amazing. You can find her on YouTube and get a little snippet of what she has to offer. But you can also go to our website page at mspaltparty.org. And we have a little snippet of her vocalist on Eventbrite just for you, so you can get a little piece of what she has to offer. And then I'm telling you, our violinist, Zoe Johnson, baby, she is everything. She's everything. It's not going to be that boring violin music. It is going to be upbeat. It's going to be, hey, you need to check her out. We have a little snippet of what she has to offer on our website page as well. So definitely, indeed. And again, you can find us at mspaltparty.org.
Y'all got that thing. Y'all got to listen. It has been, thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate your time. We're going to do this again, y'all. We got to do some more kickback and make this thing do what it do, y'all. Listen, I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Know that I love you, baby. Absolutely, positively love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Make this day, make this moment, make this second the best ever, and learn how to be the best version of you, because everybody else is already taken. Keep it locked right here to WIXR 91.7, Raised by the Sound. Y'all know we in Crosstown Concourse. Come by and look at us and holler at us in the window, because one thing about it, baby, if you holler at me, I'm going to holler back at you. I love y'all a lot. Keep it locked right here to the best radio station in Crosstown Concourse, 91.7, Raised by the Sound. I am Dr. Talisa Franklin. Follow me on all social media outlets at talisafranklin.com. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all, it's me.